Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight it is the Marijuana Happy Hour broadcasting live from the one and only Circa, Las Vegas, Nevada, the greatest place on earth. I have deemed it the greatest place on earth. Disneyland says that they're the greatest place. No, not even close. Not even close. Disneyland has too many kids. There's no kids here. Once again, there are no fucking kids here. This is adult paradise. And I tell you, the hits just keep coming. The hits just keep coming every night. Every night I'm pulling a different woman out from down there. Last night I started up the typical, and it's just, like I said, man, it's just recycled. Every night it's different. But now it's Thursday coming up. Tomorrow's Thursday. Wednesday still kind of a slower day, but I'll go down tonight. I'll pick something up and bring it up. I got this thing down. I got it down. It's foolproof. Betting 1,000%. Yeah, I know that Michelle chick came up. Didn't put it out the first time, but that she did come back for more twice. So I'm just telling you, I got this. I got the setup. I got the room. And like we said, we made the big announcement. We'll be broadcasting here for 60 more days. 60 days I'm here. 60 more days at some point. Oh, 59 after yesterday, so the countdown begins. And we have very other exciting announcements. Very exciting things coming on. Planning a trip with the boys. Who are the boys? I don't know. We got to find out who the boys are. You got to give us a call. Get in. Get in on the next trip. Become a member of the VCC. Yes, the Vegas Cunt Club. An exclusive club of cunts. I'm just, you know, if I was Fonzie, I would just be posting these women above my bed. So when other women were with me, they would know. And I probably have syphilis by now. But I ran into a very, very, very weird situation last night. Like I said, I was holding court down in the lounge like I do every night now. I haven't left the fucking hotel. I eat here now. The food is great. I just eat here all day. I go down to the lounge and pick up chicks. If I want to gamble, I go down to the sports book. Or to the pool, which is the most amazing pool I've ever seen in my life. It is the most amazing thing. And if I was going to hang out at the pool, I would flip the 1,000 for the cabana. But I'm not a pool guy. Like I said in the other episodes, we don't need to get it back into that. So just down, chatting with a bunch of people, and it's just weird. You know, you just get yourself a nice kind of table, kind of close to the bar, and you just laugh and smile, wink at people, say hello, ask them how they're doing, smile at them. Before you know, you got a party of people. Because party, you know, people like people that are positive people. You're like, Johnny, you're a positive guy. Hey, when I'm out with a few drinks in me and little Johnny needs a taste, I could bullshit like the rest of them. I can adapt to any situation. I can adapt to any type of people, any type of thing. But the main goal is just getting laid. It really is. It really is a sport that can be taught. And we will, and you know, by the end of this run, when we get the sex show coming up, we are going to teach you old guys here, the 80% of you guys that can't get laid over the age of 50, teach you how to get pussy. I'm going to teach you where to go to get pussy and how to get it and all that. But tonight, I guess since none of you want to call in, I mean, if you do want to call in and change the subject at any time, it's 515-605-9354. We don't have a Skype. No, we don't Skype. We don't Zoom. You just give us a call on the fucking telephone. That's it. It's simple. I know it's hard for a lot of you to understand. And the other problem is it is 5 o'clock in the morning in New York on Thursday. So whatever. But we'll keep talking today. So we were talking, and I did the spit. I'm like, all out of weed. Anybody want to come up and smoke one with me? There's a couple of chicks there. I thought one of them was going to come up with me. She was kind of cute, little petite girl. Really, really, really skinny, but with great-looking legs. She had a bit of a Terminator chick face. You know, the chick from the Terminator, that Linda. You know, I don't know how to explain it. Kind of a leather old woman face, but her killer body. Vibing pretty well. And then we were talking to this other couple. And then there was two other dudes there. And then two other redheaded chicks came up and sat next. We were just jetting and joking around. I don't know, we'll have an old-fashioned conversation with adults. Politically incorrect. Our conversations down in that lobby are rated XXX compared to what I see on here. And this has already got me thrown off every fucking platform you can think of. But who cares, right? Who gives a shit? The show goes on. I go on, I do a show, I put it out. You can ban it, you can listen to it, you do whatever the fuck you want. I don't care. There's nothing I can do anymore. I could do it and put it out. That's all I can do. That's the only control I have. And the only people that took me up on the offer was this married couple. from Flagstaff. And one guy looked like a biker. I guess would be the way to describe it. The guy was probably, I'm going to say probably 50. 50 biker guy. He had the bandana on, the Harley bandana, and his old lady. Kind of a fucking horse face, skinny chick. 5'7" or so, you know. She's got titties, but you know them fuckers are bad news. And they're from Plagstaff, so she's like completely, like, just cooked. I mean, she's like a cooked bird. Just old. She's probably, I don't know, she's probably 52, right in that range, and she looks like she's about 92. The only bit that took me up on the offer to go up and look at the room and to smoke weed with this weird couple. And I'm like, all right, well, fuck it. You never know. You never know. There, and we're up on the couch, and I just pull up a chair, and we're sitting around chatting. They're talking about how they ride their bikes all over the country. They go to the Sturgis and the biker couple. And then they also talked, then they started talking about how they're swingers. One thing that she's always wanted to try is this thing called the spit roast. She called it the spit roast. And I'm like, I'm an innocent boy from the Midwest. I do not know what this spit, what, explain to me what a spit roast is. She goes, well, I'm just going to do her voice. Well, like, yeah, basically, like, you spit me over, fuck me in the ass, and hard, though. I like to keep fucking the ass hard. Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, my God, this chick is a demon. She's turned into a demon. Well, the other guy, well, I got it, Mike. Dick in his mouth. Then I want you to flip. Turn me around like a pig in midair. So is that even possible? I mean, what else are we going to do? You guys, I'll have another maybe one more drink. I think I'm into it. I think I'm into the spit roast. Sounds good. Spit roast. Have another drink, and we smoke another joint, and I'm like, well, we either got to be spit roasting here, or you guys got to be going. And she just jumps up. She had like a tank top on. It was like a black, like Harley Davidson tank top. She pulls it off, and she pulls her bra off, and then these fucking, literally looks like socks with baseballs in them just fell. And she pulls down the thing, and she got the whole, like, I don't know what's going on. There's, like, apparently stretch marks don't tan. So it's like she's super tan, but there's, like, these white streaks, like she's got struck by lightning everywhere. I don't know. It was weird. And then she had, like, these giant, like, super, super big, laviated, like, pussy lips. I've never seen pussy lips that big. I mean, it was like the jumbo roast beef. Because usually it's like a, you know, like a nice tight one's a junior, you know. And but this one was like the monster roast beef. I mean, I think there was extra pieces of skin there. I don't know what was going on. Inner tube from a monster truck tire that had been deflated. It was a horrible looking, horrible. It was a horrific looking vagina. And then the guy takes off his Harley t-shirt. Takes off the bandana. The guy's bald. He's got kind of like a lazy eye one way and a lazy eye in that. And he's got this big old fucking fat white beer gut. And I'm like, all right. So I took my clothes off. I sat on the couch. She gets on her knees on the coffee table and then sticks her hands next to me and starts blowing me. He came up from behind her and was just slamming this. You could hear it was like a squish I could never hear. And I don't know, and you could hear his fat stomach just smashing into her tiny pelvic area. Because this chick was like real thin, super thin. I think the most skin she had on her body was that weird vagina. It was slurping. It was weird, and she was doing that noise with the thing, and then she popped the dick out of her mouth. She goes, "Spit us me, stand up." So she bent over. She was trying to suck the guy's dick, but the guy's stomach was so fat, like, she could barely get the tip in because his gut was hanging over. She couldn't, like, get a good... And I just... I literally put it in her ass. And I threw it, and I tried to put it in her pussy. I could not feel anything. I mean, this pussy was so big. I could feel the lips smashing against my balls. I could feel the lips hitting my balls, but I couldn't feel anything. So I put it in her ass. If I'm doing that, I look up and that guy's just looking at me. And I'm looking at him like, oh my God, what's going on? I'm still fucking his wife in the ass. He's just looking at me and her head's hitting his stomach, and she could barely get it in. Then he's kind of leaning into me, and then he grabbed the back of my head, and the guy goes to kiss me. And I'm like, all right. I pull my dick out of her, and I'm like, all right, this. This just ain't my thing. And he's like, oh, dude, no, it's cool. I misread the situation. I'm sorry, bro. Sorry, bro. And I'm like, you know, you guys can just, I don't know, man. I'm just not feeling it right now. Could you go? I just kind of want to take a shower because there's things, smells and stains and stuff going on in my crotch area that honestly is making me want to throw up. And they're like, no problem. So they get dressed. I'm just sitting there smoking a cigarette going, get the fuck out of here. Please get the fuck out of here. How long does it take for you to get the fuck out of here? And they're just like, and the guy's like apologizing. He's like, sorry. I'm just like, it's fine. It's just, it's a situation that got a little too far. The fact that we got this far anyways was too far. So they both grabbed their stuff and they left. Thank God. I went in and I took a shower. And I don't even know what was on me. There was colors on me that I don't even know what happened last night. It really was a test of how horny I can get no matter what. I can fuck anything last night. After last night, my hips still kind of hurt from the bucket from smashing into her little pelvis. She didn't have an ass. There was no cushion. It was just like, it was like banging a fucking skeleton last night. With the biggest vagina ever. That was the biggest vagina. We gave out awards like big vagina. Fucking Harley Quinn would win. So after that, I just smoked another joint and ordered a pizza for breakfast. Chomped down on some pizza. Passed out. Once again, I get a knock on the door at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. What the fuck is this? I look out. And let's just say it was an ex, whatever. We'll just say it was X, Mrs. X. All right, Mrs. X. We know who Mrs. X is. You know, NK. But, well, you know, I don't want to, you know, get her in trouble with her. With fucking Dr. Faggot, you know, in private new life. I'm not kidding. It wasn't her. It was a girl. It was a girl who looked like her. So out in the door, she's wearing a cute little sundress. with Doc Martens on because she knows. I don't know what it is about that. I just love chicks in Doc Martens. It turns me on. In the door, she comes walking in. I shut the door, and she just looks at me and goes, take off your fucking clothes now and shut your fucking mouth. I was like, all right. Last time you almost killed me doing this. Is she going to waterboard me again with that fucking pussy? That fucking magic pussy? Is that going to fucking... Is going to attack me again? Am I going to get waterboarded again by the ex? So I just had some boxers on, so I whipped them off. Just lay the fuck down. I'm like, all right. And she goes, shut the fuck up. She goes, you say one more fucking word, I'm leaving. Don't fucking talk to me. Shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up, she goes. And I go, okay, all right. All right, shutting the fuck up, all right. She gets on top of me. She lifts her sundress up a little bit. She reaches, grabs my dick and slams it into her pussy, and she gets on top of me and just fucking hate fucks me. She, like, you could feel the fucking, just the hatred and the nastiness and the vileness of those thrusts. Those thrusts were made to hurt. Punish me. And she went out this wild-ass scream like if she was possessed by the, like a demon. Her eyes were back in her head. She said, "Argh!" And she just fucking popped right up. I could hear it. I could hear the suction. Just it let go. Thump. She kind of adjusts back her sundress. She looks at me. She flips me off, spits at me, and then walks out the fucking door. And I'm still kind of, I don't know what this a punishment? Am I being punished? This is the first time too, no condom. I literally blew a load right in her. First time ever. 14 years of sex. All condoms. And all of a sudden, just blew one right in. She just took one right inside of her and walked out. She told me to shut the fuck up, and she put me off and spit at me. She spit at me. I don't know. I'm all fucked up, man. I mean, I've been trying to smoke my brain down. Everyone knows you got to smoke your brain down when shit like this happens. When your ex-wife decides to come over and basically... made me feel like a piece of sexual trash last night. Just made me feel like a... I don't know. I might have cried today a little bit over it. Very disturbing. She's not only fucking me, she's fucking my brain, and I still haven't came yet. I was so confused and scared, didn't know what was going on, and just... boom. First one, man. First batch sent in for an exploration. So I hope boyfriend's eating her pussy tonight. I hope he tastes a little extra of that tartar sauce, a little extra tartar tonight. Just a tad bit more sour than you're used to. You know what I'm saying? Nasty, nasty girls. And then, like, I got to get my mind off this. I had to get down and I had to get some parlays in today before a lot of the 7 o'clock games started on the East Coast. And today I lost $8,000. I lost $8,000 betting on parlays because she fucked my brain all up, man. And them fucking Brewers, man. Them fucking Brewers. Fucking Wisconsin, man. It always comes back to... fucking Wisconsin, and Wisconsin fucking me. Like, it fucking... Ever since I got shot out of my fucking mom's vagina in Wisconsin, Wisconsin's been an evil, evil, evil place. not have good luck in Wisconsin. I like to stay out of that place. By the way, that Chili Peppers song, the fucking girls in the woods of Wisconsin, that was my mom. All right, anyways, just for a little known fact. Wisconsin, fucking Brewers, fuck me today. So now my ex-wife is fucking completely fucked my brain. I don't know when she's going to come by. And you know what? I don't give a fuck. You want to come and fucking spit at me? And give me the finger? Fucking ride me so goddamn hard, you about rip my fucking cock off. One second, I thought my cock was going to fucking break. But, it didn't mind it. It kept going. It took a fucking evil Satan screw job. He still fucking pulled through. The fucking little buddy, he's a fucking trooper. Because you keep feeding me, I'll keep working. You just keep feeding me. You keep feeding me those pussies, and I'll keep fucking squirting at them. He goes, that's what he told me last night. He said, keep feeding me. Feed. I need to feed. He needs to feed. He needs to feed as much as he can. For those of you who say I have a sexual addiction, and those of you who say I'm sick, and for all those that you say, I don't like the way this show has gone lately. It's all nothing but filth and gutter talk. That's what the Circa is. It's filthy and gutter talk. And your sexual fantasies have been fulfilled. I was fulfilling a fantasy last night in my own room. Fantasy, the 423 fantasy room, I guess we'll call that, because everybody's fantasies have been fulfilled. People have fulfilled all types of fantasies in room 423. The smells, the thrills, the defeats, and the wins in the old 423. But that's all we got time for tonight. We're out of time already. I know. It sucks. But we'll be back tomorrow. I know it sucks, but we'll be back tomorrow. But the show is filthy because I'm living a very filthy life right now. This isn't going to last much longer. Or could it last forever? I hope it does. A new group of pussy every night. Willing to do whatever you want them to do. Whatever they want to do. Fulfilling fantasies. Filling pussies full of cum. That's what we do here at the MHH. Pussies full of cum. We are now hiring everybody. So hit us up.